I started 2015 with a terrible hangover. But then it was the day after the night before, so no great surprise there. I became a runner in April. A side effect of which was what I call sweaty red face. Not very alluring, so I gave up running in July. Just after receiving a medal for running 10 kilometres on a Sunday morning around a park with many other sweaty red faces, I have a picture of the medal here attached with this round robin letter for you. I am sure you saw all of my pictures on FB, Facebook, wearing my rugby jersey during the Rugby World Cup. I tagged you in those pictures, didn't I? You didn't like them, so I don't know if you actually saw them, nor did you share them on your own page, so I'm not too sure if you saw them. Anyway, if you didn't, here's a link to the pictures. That's all for now. But I must tell you, actually, I came across a wonderful pizza restaurant who keep emailing me with offers. So instead of a present this year, I thought I would send you this. It's a discount code to use. Just register your email and you'll also get 15% off Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday between 12:30 and 1:15 and 4:30 and 5:15. Desserts and wines not included in the discount. Please do register, as the more people I get to use the code, I will get a free pizza in 2019.
Lovely.
Enjoy and happy Christmas.
There we go. That's what we mean by a round robin letter. Here's mine then. So the year started well, but went downhill rapidly. I cut my hand putting the Christmas tree back in the loft, fell off my hire boat on the Norfolk Broads, and fell off my bike 100 yards from my home. My piano playing is still ghastly, I still can't dance, and I still have no pets. On the plus side, my daughter is still employed. The £4 I gained following my usual September in the south of France is almost gone, just in time to put it back on at Christmas. And I didn't injure myself getting the tree back out of the loft this year. I hope you and yours are as well as can be expected. Your pets are all purring and your car's big ends still turning silently. To save you the trouble of sending me one of these next year, I'll assume your 8-year-old is now a concert pianist, the 13-year-old is opening the bowling for Bedfordshire, and the 25-year-old has joined a satanic coven. Yours sincerely, blah, blah, blah.